USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is set to meet later today and Wednesday, and another hike in interest rates is likely. The Fed has carried out a series of rate increases in recent months in an effort to fight inflation. President Biden is campaigning in Florida to boost Democratic candidates ahead of the midterm elections. On Monday, the president was again blaming oil companies for high gas prices.
President Biden's first day in office, he single-handedly destroyed America's energy independence. That single policy is coming back to haunt the Democrat president, as the midterm elections are not polling well for Biden's party. The president continued to blame others for America's woes under his watch.
Oil companies, record profits today, are not because they're doing something new or innovative. Their profits are a windfall of war, the windfall from the brutal conflict that's ravaging Ukraine.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Pfizer says it will seek FDA approval this year for its RSV vaccine. RSV is a respiratory virus that usually causes mild cold-like symptoms, but can also cause serious illness in infants and older adults. Rail union members have rejected a deal brokered by the White House that aimed to prevent a rail workers' strike ahead of the holiday season. Brotherhood of Rail Signalmen President Michael Baldwin explains on Fox Business why his union made this decision.
The money doesn't equate to sick time. We have benefits. Our members earn vacation, and they earn a couple personal days. As a matter of fact, the EB-250 gave them a personal day, which falls short.
Game 3 of the World Series is set to be played Tuesday night in Philadelphia. The game was meant to be played Monday, but was postponed due to rainy weather. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
With just 7 days until Election Day, New York Congressman and Republican candidate for Governor Lee Zeldin tells Fox and Friends that crime is a concern for voters all across the state, not just New York City.
And the violence, by the way, isn't just something that we might be reading about here in New York City, but it's a concern all across the state. Just a few weekends ago, my own daughters, 16-year-olds, are sitting at the kitchen table on a quiet Sunday afternoon when there was a drive-by gang-related shooting at my house.
On Sunday, incumbent Governor Kathy Hochul told MSNBC that the GOP narrative on crime is all a conspiracy and touted her focus on reducing gun violence. A high-profile college football coach is calling for accountability after punches were thrown Saturday night.
Speaking to the media on Monday, University of Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh addressed the post-game tunnel incident that took place over the weekend when several Michigan State players roughed up two members of Michigan's team. Harbaugh said there's an ongoing police investigation.
There needs to be accountability. There needs to be a full, thorough investigation. I can't imagine that this will not result in criminal charges. The videos are bad.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The Powerball jackpot is soaring with no winner in Monday night's drawing. Wednesday's jackpot will be worth an estimated $1.2 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.